from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. President Obama retains big support in California, according to a new Field poll out this morning, so big that his odds for re-election seem to be going up. The president has a 53% approval rating in the state among all voters. 51% support his re-election, 41% do not. Mr. Obama has a 20-point preference advantage over Republican candidate Mitt Romney, due mostly to growing support among independents, Latino voters, and Bay Area voters. A man accused of beating a Berkeley Hills homeowner to death will be back in Superior Court this morning. Prosecutors accused 23-year-old Daniel Jordan DeWitt of murder. He could enter a plea at today's hearing. His mother, Candy DeWitt, says her son is a paranoid schizophrenic and the mental health system failed him.
I feel sickened by the whole thing. If there's any truth, if my son was involved, I'm hoping either way that we can all learn from what happened and that we can look at our mental health system and figure out what's wrong so things do not happen again.
Court documents show that DeWitt was apparently looking for his fiancée, Zoe, before he allegedly attacked the victim, Peter Sukor. DeWitt's parents say Zoe does not really exist. Berkeley police say they did not respond to the murder because they were keeping officers on standby to respond to the Occupy protests. The St. Mary's College men's basketball team is winding down its regular season and looking forward to the madness of March. Winning tonight would guarantee them at least a share of their conference title for the second straight year, something they've never achieved. KQED's Dan Brecky reports the Gaels are fighting for a shot at NCAA tournament glory.
The St. Mary's Gaels started out in San Francisco in 1863 and moved to Oakland before finally finding a home in the nearby hills of Moraga. In the first half of the 20th century, the school was a power in both baseball and football. What's bringing crowds to St. Mary's McKeon Pavilion now is hoops. The Gaels men's basketball team has led the West Coast Conference all season and has been ranked as high as 13th in the country. On a recent Saturday night, McKeon, capacity 3,500, was packed for a game against conference rival Santa Clara.
Didn't think that it would be three rows deep, standing room only on something like that.
Kevin Phillipson is from Las Vegas and has no connection to St. Mary's beyond following them for years on TV. Every fan seems to be a student of Gaels basketball, and they all know how St. Mary's became a top 25 team.
Good recruiting, good overseas recruiting. They get a lot of their players from Australia.
A few locals, a lot of Australians. Very good Australians.
They've had a handful of players from Australia.
That last voice is Barry Alves of Sacramento, a 1999 St. Mary's grad who was a student sportscaster for 3 years. He knows who to credit for building the program.
St. Mary's basketball had been kind of in the doldrums for a long time before Randy Bennett got here.
Bennett is the first-time head coach St. Mary's brought in 11 seasons ago to turn around a losing program. He says the Australian connection just kind of happened.
We didn't want to just settle and take guys that we didn't think would compete to win the league, so we were pretty picky. And we happened to, at the last minute, before my first year coach and before school started, we found out about a guy named Adam Capehorn. He's now my assistant coach.
A lot of Australians have arrived in Adam Capehorn's wake. This year's roster features five of them, led by junior point guard Matthew Dellavedova. The Gaels are winning because of a focus on team defense, a willingness to share the ball on offense, and a commitment to hard work.
The hardest part is getting those guys to understand that every day matters. You want to bring your best every day. And one of the reasons we've been good over the last 5 years is we've had very consistent effort from our players.
But success is fragile. The Gaels have lost 3 out of 4 games, including a loss in Kentucky last weekend to highly ranked Murray State. Whatever St. Mary's does for the rest of the year, there's a question hanging over the program. Can a little school keep a successful coach when big money programs come calling? St. Mary's alum Barry Alves.
You know, everybody knows that these are the good old days of St. Mary's basketball, and we're in them. The mantra seems to be, will Randy Bennett take a better job? But it seems like he is the best coach they've ever had, and he's a coach that wants to stay and build a program.
Bennett's in the first year of a 10-year contract. Beyond that, he says what keeps him at St. Mary's is a personal investment.
I have a lot of equity in this program.
He says the place, the people, and the situation just feel right.
If you're happy, if you have something you really like and you really believe in, why screw it up?
St. Mary's next test comes tonight, an away game against the University of Portland. I'm Dan Brecke, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neuroscience care. StanfordHospital.org.